Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. This is Apostle Crystal. I'm excited to be here with you tonight for Consecration, the Road to Wonders. We're in day 15 of our consecration, episode 6, and we are excited to be connected tonight. It's the 15th day. Can you wrap your head around that? We've got like 6 more days. Yep, 6 more days, and comes the beginning. Not the end of our consecration, but the beginning of our new life of consecration. And I'm excited. I'm telling you, the things that we are processing through right now are just absolutely amazing. The revelation, the information, the transformation that's taking place is preparing us for the manifestation that we're walking into, that we're actually becoming. We talked the other day and said you are becoming what you are beholden. Two things that I want to share with you tonight. Direction determines connection. Your direction is going to determine your connection. Day 15, our quote for today is, your direction should be the foundation for which every connection is built. Your direction should be the foundation for which every connection is built. That's today's quote. And I'm excited about what the Father wants to say to us this evening. Listen, I'm going to give you guys just a few moments to get somebody else on the line. We're going to give you just a few moments to get somebody else on the line. We're going to go into a time of prayer. We're going to hit some prayer points tonight. And I really believe the Father has some great things to share with us. I'm not going to hold you the whole time. I may not even be an hour tonight. I'm on granny duty right now. Today is my oldest daughter's day of birth. And so she is enjoying dinner with friends. And I've got a bunch of grandbabies. One of them has just fell asleep again on me. So, and a dog that's jealous of all the attention that the grandbabies are getting. So you guys bear with me tonight. I am in my house, and so you may hear family behind me or in my environment. And this is a family show. Nonetheless, we try to keep it as quiet as we can and do what we've got to do. But the truth of the matter is I'm a family girl, so you may hear family in the background. But until we come back, I want you to get some of your family. Get some of your family on the line tonight. Get some of your friends on the line tonight. I'm going to give you just a few moments to do so, and we'll be back in maybe about 2-3 minutes, all right? All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. We're thankful for everybody that's listening to us from all over the world, the U.S. We're thankful for you being in the room tonight. We're thankful for those across the waters that are listening to us this evening. We're glad to have you here with us. Consecration, the road to wonders. This is day 15 of the consecration. And our quote for today was, your direction should be the foundation for which every connection is built. Let's talk about that for a moment. Before we get into that, let's just have a conversation with the Father just for a moment. We want to be definitely directed and led. And it's not that we're not always led when we do this. Sometimes he just has us stop and just have a little bit of a conversation with him directly, not, you know, just go out there. Because the steps of a good man are ordered by Yah, right? Okay, so sometimes we can move into things. Sometimes he gives us that pause and says, you know, just have a little bit of communication right here. That may mean that there are some things that may want to interrupt the frequency of things tonight, may want to even distract you this evening, but we're coming against every distraction and every interruption of this word that the Father will bring to us tonight. We're thankful tonight for the wisdom of this word. We're thankful tonight for the instruction of this word. We're thankful tonight for the revelation of this word that's going to bring us into transformation and manifestation in this hour. We're thankful tonight, Father, for the consecration that you have called us to, for this opportunity to be before you. We know that in your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures evermore. So we're thankful for this place that you have called us into. We're understanding that the way that you are paving, or that you have already, we're not waiting on you to pave a road. You've already paved it. It's just our responsibility to identify what you're saying and what you're doing so that we can get in the right vein, so that we can get in that path, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into the truth of what you're saying. And so we're excited tonight about the consecration and about what the manifestation of that consecration is. We are thankful tonight for the direction that you're going to be taking us in, for the instruction that you're going to be giving us. We yield ourselves tonight as willing vessels, vessels of honor. We're thankful tonight that you have chosen us for this hour, for the things that you want to do in the earth, for the finishing work. You have chosen this generation to finish a work that you began all the way back. You re-began all the way back in the garden when you gave Adam the instruction to be fruitful and to multiply, to replenish, to subdue, and to have dominion. This is the call of consecration, all of the things that you instituted from the beginning. And we're thankful tonight that you're bringing us into that revelation so that we can have that experience and that encounter in this season, in the midst of famine, in the midst of war, in the midst of all of the things that are going on in the earth. And we're in all of those right now. It's just so many things are being propped up that a lot of people don't recognize that we're in a war and that we're literally in a famine. But there's not going to be a famine for your word tonight, because we're going to hear your word. We're going to hide that word that we might know what to do with the word that you've given us. And so we're thankful tonight. We're thankful tonight, and we glorify you for it. Consecration, the road to wonders. Consecration, day 15. Your direction should be the foundation for which every connection is built. Let's talk about that for a minute, because, and we may stay there for the totality of this 30 minutes or 20 minutes I'm going to do tonight. Again, I got my grandbabies here, and so I want to give attention to them, and so I don't want to hold you guys too long. But I do want to have some conversation around this topic tonight. We really haven't been taught, to be quite honest with you, that we should value our identity, for one. And in valuing the identity, we're going to identify the vision that we've been given, which is our direction. That vision that we're given is based on the identity and the ingredients that we were made out of course, made in the likeness and the image of a mighty God. We're made in that likeness and image, and there's some things that we're to perform. There's some things that we are to do. And so we all have our different instructions, but they're all for the same purpose, and that's kingdom advancement. That's to make sure that the earth is back at its proper setting. That's to make sure that the earth that is groaning and that is waiting on the manifestation of the sons of Yah to rise in this moment. We're to arise and to shine. This is our moment, and light only shines in darkness. Here is the thing. That identity is going to give us the direction or the vision that we need to function in our capacity, in our purpose. Okay, and so what we have not learned, Granny's on the live. What we have not learned. Give me a second, okay? I'm only going to be maybe 20 minutes, all right? And then you got me all to yourself. You want some more food or whatever? Okay, hold tight. What we have not learned is to value vision, not our own vision, because a lot of people say, oh, you can be whatever you want to be, and you can. Don't misunderstand me. You absolutely can. If you set your mind to it, then you can do it, but that's how you were built. The question is it something that you want to set your mind on, or is it something you want to identify the mind of Yah on? That's the difference. That's what makes us sons of Yah and not sons of another, okay? Because we are relationally understanding that he is the king over kings, that he is the lord over lords, that he is the one that is giving the direction or the instruction and the vision. And he gives us what to desire. I mean, a lot of people read that scripture that he gives us the desires of our heart, and it kind of comes across like he's going to give you whatever your heart desires, and that's not what it is. It's that he is the God of all of these things, and he gives us what to desire. He gives us how to have desire, and that our desire be towards what it is that he desires, so that we are fulfilling our purpose in the earth. Because the only reason why we are persons is because we have purpose, okay? And so that direction should be the foundation for every connection that's built. When I understand my direction, when I understand my value, my identity, my direction, I'm going to understand my purpose. And then anything that opposes those things, anything that opposes my purpose, anything that opposes my destiny or my direction is something that I'm going to avoid. I talked to my cousin. I call him my cousin's son because he was a little boy, and he was with me a lot when he was a little boy. So I call him cousin son, but he's really my little cousin. And I was talking to him today, and I was sharing with him about relationship dynamics and how, you know, a lot of the millennials, they feel like, you know, relationships are, and our generation felt the same way, because we never learned how to actually be by ourselves or to identify our purpose first and walk in that purpose before we begin to get connected to people. So what happens is we connect to people, and sometimes people are able to manipulate things because they are tapped into our purpose, but they're only going to allow us to go so far. Or we connect to people that have no identity on our purpose, and so we never even get in the vein, all of these different things. And so I was sharing with him today that it's really vital that as a man that he taps into his purpose so that he can identify his vision and begin to flourish and to walk out that vision, just like Adam did in the garden. He began to walk out the vision before the Father created a suitable partner for him. He was allowed and he was able to begin to identify his purpose. He was given instruction. He was given direction. And a lot of times we don't have that direction. So because we don't have that direction, then we don't know what our connection should look like. Are you hearing me? This is about consecration. We're going to dedicate ourselves, and that's what consecration is about. It's about dedication. It's not a fast. I talked to someone else this week, and, you know, I know a lot of people right now going through this process of fasting and that kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with that. That is appropriate. You know, if that's what you're being called to, then I'm not knocking that. But what I am saying is that we had this one size fits all situation for everything, you know, biblical. And that's not the fact. Consecration and fasting is two different things. Although you may have some form of consecration in your fast, consecration is not necessarily a call to a fast. Consecration is a call to identify the instruction that you're being given in a season so that you can function and begin to bring forth the manifestation of that direction and that instruction. So a lot of times we don't have the direction that we need, and so not having that direction as a foundation causes us to be improperly connected. I usually call them unauthorized connections, and I've had several of them maritally. Unauthorized connections are simply those that the Father has not ordained. Unauthorized connections are things that you have not had a conversation with the Father about, but you maybe were filling a void. Maybe there was something that you were in need of, and the adversary capitalized off of the need. And I'm saying that because the enemy knows how to get into a place with you and to cause you to miss moments or opportunities. Thankfully, we are sons that have an anointing for redemption of time. Thankfully, we are sons that understand that their authority is to redeem the times because the days are evil. Thankfully, we have an understanding of the time, just as the Issachar anointing is, to be sons that understand the time and to know what ought to be done. Thankfully, we are in that position where the Father has given us that grace. However, in previous seasons, we have been unauthorizedly connected. And in those unauthorized connections, it can be very dangerous because you can get comfortable, you can get obligated, you can get a lot of things in those places. And when you begin to get comfortable, complacent, obligated, that's when you're getting ready to miss your assignment. And it's nothing worse than missing an assignment. We know that the word talks about, has a conversation about the talents and the good man who gives the talents, which were equal to millions of dollars to all of these guys. And the Bible talks about him giving them the talents based on their several ability. He did not give anybody anything that was more than what they could handle. He gave everybody, based on their ability, what they could handle. And those that, you know, did well with those things that they were able to handle, you know, they were granted greater opportunity. They were granted an opportunity to come into the rest of that labor, into the rest of that place that they were in. But that one that buried that talent and had all this conversation about, I knew that you were a hard man and that you reap where you don't sow and all of this foolishness, he didn't see the opportunity. He didn't have any direction, even though there were other people in his environment that had greater responsibility, and he simply could have accompanied them. He simply could have partnered with them in that season to make his money create more money, or he could have, like they did, begin to create their own situation. But they came back with an increase. They doubled their investment. This one did nothing with the investment that was given. And while I'm on that note, I want to share this with you because it's really important that you understand that your money is about investment. Your money is about putting it in a place where it can grow. No matter what you're doing, no matter what you're called to or what you're living like, whatever those things are that you like, you know, the accoutrements of life, all that kind of stuff, you need to be in a position where you are making your money multiply. And when you're purchasing things, it needs to come out of a surplus and not just out of, this is just what I want and this is an open-ended thing. You understand what I'm saying? So the Father really wants to give us some direction in this consecration, financial direction as well. And he's doing an amazing job of that. I've been really having some real conversations with him about some things. As a matter of fact, the last broadcast that we had, he began to talk to us and give us a direction so we could understand the connectivity of this thing, financial connectivity. He said to us to stop and to write down five things that we feel like we missed in another season when we had financial capability or capacity and we did not accomplish those things. So write them down because he's getting ready to reopen another opportunity for us to accomplish the things that we feel like we should have done in another season. It's an amazing time. So all of this direction, this instruction is about vision to accomplish what we need to accomplish, but it's going to be crucial that we know this because it's going to keep us from connecting to the thing that would prevent us or that may slow us down. You understand? Something that may prevent us or slow us down. The Bible declares that the adversary thinks to change times and laws. He wants to change the dynamics. He wants to change the narrative of your life. He wants to change the narrative of how things are supposed to function. There's a specific purpose that you have. And so his job and his desire is to interrupt your purpose because he knows that if you are purposed as a son and that your whole purpose in being in the earth is to overthrow, is to come against, is to oppose, is to spoil the works of the enemy. That's your job as a son. And so his purpose is to continue to keep you out of purpose on purpose. Okay, but your job is to stay in purpose, on purpose. Be intentional about everything you're doing in this season. I'm not going to hold you long tonight, but I want you to be mindful of your connections, which is an area that the Father's always calling me to. I'm about connections and relationship and all of that because I've been through some things myself, and I have identified the value of who I am, and the purpose of understanding that value is so that we are very mindful of our connectivity so that we can accomplish the purpose that we are persons. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's all I want to come to you tonight and talk to you about. We're going to talk about some financial things Monday night. I've got a whole bunch I want to talk to you about, and I've got tons of stuff that I really could talk to you about tonight. But like I said, I got a grandbaby on me, one over there on the bed, a dog in the middle of the floor that's jealous of all the attention that the children are getting, and a grandson that keeps coming in and out of the door trying to get my attention. So I need to make myself available for that conversation. Okay, I wanted to share these things with you tonight, and I didn't want to leave you hanging, nor did I want to pre-record it. I wanted to be here for you tonight live. I wanted you to hear that thing. I want you to understand that prophetically, you are right on time. prophetically on the calendar of Yah, you are right on time. You're right in position, and things are opening up for the sons. Things, not just one thing, but multiple doors are flinging open in the season. And so the Father is saying, regardless of what you think you are capable of, regardless of what you think your capacity is, and we talked about this the other day, the go. It's so funny because I posted up this little baby who was singing a Shirley Caesar song. The lyrics are go. And this baby, was in a car seat, literally, and just singing this song. I want you to know that you got the green light in the season and that this is a go. We've been talking about this for some time, and I logged in the other night and caught a leader that was on this same go, and I was like, this is what the Father is saying. I want you to understand some temporary diabolic disruptions that are going to occur as we're going along this way. Those lights out, that lights out thing that I've been talking about for some years, if you've been here with me on Blog Talk for some years, you've heard me prophesy that the lights are going out. They are still going out. It may be during the cold, so you need to, if it's not this year, you need to make sure you have your ski equipment, have your gear ready, and be prepared for what's coming. I'm going to make a connection with the company because I like a product that they have, and I'm going to see if we can get them to partner with us in the season. I'm going to offer a discount on this solar light situation that they have, because you're going to need light if you don't have anything else, and you're going to need things that can operate by solar just for a season. Now, we got a person, and I'm not going to name any names tonight, but we'll talk about it Monday, who has this agenda to block the sun. Well, the reason why they want to block the sun is because they know that there are some of us that have enough sense to know that if you turn out the lights, if I have solar power, then I can still function. But they want to try to prevent all of that. So my urging to you tonight is to get in the presence of the Father and find out what it is you need to be doing, how you need to be positioning yourself and your family in this hour, because there's some things that are going to come down the pipeline, and you're going to want to be in a stationary place. You're going to want to be with family. When I say family, I don't just mean your blood family, but I mean those that do the will of the Father. You're going to want to be with those people, and they need to be resourceful people and not sellouts. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They need to be resourceful people, not people that are consumers, but resourceful people, people that can bring something to the table so that you guys can all benefit from every supply that's coming from every joint that's fitly joined, okay? I love you guys so much, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that the Father gives me every week to come to you. I'm thankful for this time of consecration, and I am urging you to identify what the instructions are that the Father is personally giving you for yourself and your family. Understand there are things that are coming down the pipeline, and the Father is definitely going to prepare us. But right now, we're on this maybe about 10 days lights out. I see it coming down the pipeline, and I've been prophesying it for some years. In the midst of that, people are still dying. Major people are still dying. There are still some to go that we've got a year full of. And I know this sounds morbid, but I'm just kind of preparing you. And this is why the master often said, I have some things I want to say to you, but you're not ready. Paul said the same thing. But I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just going to say to you, there are still some major people that are going to die this year. Some major leaders that are going to die, some major secular people. There's a cleaning that's happening and a cleansing that's happening because the Father's repositioning and replacing a lot of people in all of the industries across the board. And I am telling you to prepare yourself for the opportunity that is coming your way. It's sad to say that someone's death is your opportunity, but that's a fact. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to give you just a bit of business wisdom. Anytime a product is put on the shelf, another product is taken off. So I just want you to understand that the spirit of the replacer, or that the anointing of the replacer or the replacement, is upon the sons in this season. And that means that when you are replacing someone, they are either dead or they are removed from influence. And so those things can be contending factors. You cannot be afraid in this season. The Father is declaring that the sons be courageous, be strong and of a good courage. That is your spiritual acumen and your military acumen. Be able to be open for strategy, to understand what the Father is saying in this hour, because we're going to need it, because we are literally in a war, but we are going to have peace in the midst of our war because our minds are stayed on the Father who has given us the strategy and the answer for everything that we're doing in this season. I love you so much. Listen, the body is not a me thing. It's a we thing. I'm going to turn you guys loose tonight, give some attention to these grandbabies, because I think I'm going to be with them all night, and so I want to go ahead and start getting them situated for the evening. But I want you to know that you are becoming what you're beholding. Watch what you're looking at. Watch what you're receiving. Guard your gates. Direction determines connection. And I also want to leave you with meditation produces manifestation. Whatever's on your mind, that's what you're manifesting. I love you so much. Peace to your house. We'll talk to you really, really soon. Matter of fact, Monday, we'll be back, and we'll talk to you then.